شكرا سيد.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will give you an overview of the results of our regional breakout session, Arabic speaking group for MENA region. During the session, the challenges have been discussed, the challenges facing the region, and given the large number of conflicts in the recent period, the dangers of exploded of ERWs are significant. One of the challenges is the financing. Financing is a big challenge in the region given the contamination. Sometimes financing is sometimes available, financing is sometimes available, but not always. The conflicts and wars in some of the Arab countries is also another challenge. The dangerous and serious security situation, which makes it difficult to demine and sometimes adds more contamination, lack of local experience in some countries, lack of information on land, on mines, mine action and mapping as well, the mobility and access to various areas. That's another challenge in other countries. Climate is one other challenge. The IEDs is a large challenge in many countries. Lack of information in terms of planting the mines by the militias. Gender inequality in the region and lack of interest to that subject. In some of our countries, Arab countries, there is a gender balance in terms of quantity, but not in terms of decision makers. The displaced in the countries, they cannot go back to their homes because of the political consequences. Some of the countries are a party to certain conflicts that negatively affects financing. Some good practices have been discussed in addition to the subjects that have been cooperated on by the Arab countries in the recent period in terms of mine action. Amongst these activities are the Arab Regional Cooperation with the Geneva Center and the Lebanon Mine Action Center. The program has developed significantly well over the past period, over the past years. There was also another meeting for the Arab Directors of Mine Action discussing the best practices in the region. A new website is being prepared currently. Cooperation with other centers like the Geneva Center, which provides experience, support, and translation. There are also other simple partnerships with the Arab countries in terms of mine action through decontamination, awareness raising, and victim assistance programs in the region. The financing, in terms of financing, the national programs must be sufficiently strong to ensure transparency. Some programs spoke about their experience in terms of receiving funds from donors. A number of solutions have been discussed through the national programs, international programs, and regional programs, including developing a good strategy and working on that strategy, raising awareness, and using the experience of other countries in terms of awareness raising. As regards IEDs, regional workshops have been set up to discuss and cooperate in terms of IEDs and cooperating with the Geneva Center in terms of translation. Geneva Center is cooperating with the Arab countries in order to find best solutions. In conclusion, the solutions that were encouraged, first, political will, which helped Jordan in particular to receive support and to decontaminate mines in its territories, to cooperate with countries that have declared full decontamination. Jordan expressed its readiness to share its experience and expertise, to cooperate with international organizations to learn from them, to provide financing, joint financing, in order to build a joint capacity for many countries at the same time, and to develop a plan, a joint plan for the Arab countries, or even a world conference to discuss the joint challenges facing the Arab countries, to identify the contamination challenges. Refugees and displaced persons must be sensitized before they return to their territories if contaminated. Countries closer to each other, like Lebanon and Jordan and Iraq, must cooperate in order to help the refugees and displaced to come back safely to their countries. The solutions must be practical. There must be a web database for Arab experts, and these expertise must be employed. The IEDs is common in the countries. Experiences of Iraq in facing IEDs must be utilized and generalized in other countries that have been facing IEDs. There are bilateral experiences that need to be promoted. Regional Arab program to find solutions must be also made. The gender balance must be promoted. Capacity building must be enhanced at the regional level. A number of workshops were conducted over the past years, and more are to come in the coming period. The Lebanon Center is good for training. A number of training were made, and we are looking for more trainings in the future. Climate change and pollution has made the things even more important and significant in the region. And that's it. Thank you very much.